Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. It's always a blessing to have you here. Whether you're on your walk, working, or just sipping your morning coffee, I'm glad you're taking a moment to draw strength from God's Word. Today's devotional comes from one of the most encouraging psalms in Scripture, Psalm 46. It's a song of confidence and calm in the middle of life's storms. The psalm begins with a declaration we all need to remember. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This verse isn't just poetic, it's powerful. It tells us that even when the earth shakes and the mountains crumble, we don't have to fear because God never moves. Our devotional is titled Unshaken. We're only reading Psalm 46, verse 1, and please read the whole psalm when you get a moment. Verse 1 reads, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46 is divided into three sections, each revealing a different aspect of God's unshakable presence. 1. God is our refuge and strength, verses 1 to 3. He's not distant or indifferent. He's ever-present. When life feels overwhelming, He becomes our safe place and inner power. 2. God is in the midst of His people, verses 4 to 7. The imagery of a river whose streams make glad the city of God represents His peace and provision flowing through our lives, even in turmoil. 3. Be still and know, verses 8 to 11. This command isn't about inactivity, it's about trust. It means quieting your soul and recognizing that God is in control. The refrain repeats, "The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress." It's a reminder that no matter what comes our way, we are not alone. Peace in the chaos. Today's psalm speaks straight to the world we live in today, a world filled with uncertainty, wars, disasters, and fear. But the message is timeless. Even when the ground beneath us shifts, our God remains unshakable. We often look for refuge in people, plans, or possessions, but they're temporary. Only God offers permanent peace. When the psalm says, "Be still," it's not telling us to do nothing. It's inviting us to stop panicking, to stop striving, and to trust that God is still God. Sometimes, faith means standing firm while everything around you is in turmoil. You might not have control over the storm, but you can have peace in the middle of it, because your refuge isn't built on the world, it's built on the Word. Our scripture today meets us right where we live, in a time when anxiety, stress, uncertainty, and fear often dominate the headlines, but its truths are profoundly personal and practical for our daily walk. When life feels unstable, God remains your steady ground. The economy, politics, or relationships may shift, but His faithfulness does not. When fear creeps in, run to Him. God's presence is your refuge, not just emotionally but spiritually. He gives courage when you feel fragile. When you're weary of trying to fix it all, be still. Let go of your frantic efforts to control everything. Rest in His sovereignty. When you feel alone, remember verse 7, "The Lord Almighty is with us." You have divine companionship in every battle and every season. When the future feels uncertain, God doesn't just protect you from trouble, He walks with you through it. Throughout the psalm, we are reminded that God's peace isn't the absence of problems, it's His presence in the middle of them. So today, no matter what's swirling around you, whether it's external chaos or inner turmoil, cling to this truth. God is your refuge, strength, and ever-present help. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being our refuge and strength. When everything around us feels uncertain, you remain our solid rock. Today, we choose to rest in you. We surrender every fear, every burden, and every unknown into your hands. For the listener who feels overwhelmed, be their peace. For the one who feels weak, be their strength. For those who feel alone, remind them that you are near and ever-present help in their time of trouble. Lord, calm our hearts, renew our faith, and help us to be still and trust that you are God. Surround us with your protection, fill us with peace, your Holy Spirit, and guide us with your presence today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, life will shake us, but it cannot break us when we're anchored in God. You don't need to have it all figured out. You need to know who's holding you. When you stop striving and start trusting, the storm outside loses its power over the peace within. Let your heart rest in this. You are safe, not because the storm is calm, but because your Savior is in control. If today's devotional brought peace to your heart, share it with someone who needs this reminder that God is their refuge. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.